Hey, feds, let's get back to basics a little bit. Someone asked this question. What does MRA stand for? MRA stands typically for minimum retirement age. It's for FERS employees. To be eligible, well, one way to be eligible for a full retirement is to hit your MRA, your minimum retirement age, and have 30 years of federal service. If you do that, you can go out on a full retirement. Now, what is your MRA? Your MRA is dependent upon what year you were born. Mine, for example, would be 57. I could retire at 57 years old with 30 years of federal service and fully retire, be fully eligible to retire and get everything that I deserve pretty much right away. So that is what MRA stands for. However, there's another MRA that some people get confused. That MRA is a mandatory retirement age, and that is only for special provision employees, law enforcement, firefighters, air traffic controllers. They have another one. Now, that's not in place of the original MRA. There are both of those MRAs. Yeah, that happens. There's the minimum retirement age and the mandatory retirement age for special provision employees. And they will be using both of those numbers in different places. So it gets a little confusing, but overall for regular FERS employees, MRA is your minimum retirement age. And in our workshops, we dive into that and help you understand, you know, when can you retire? When does it make sense that is best for you? Come join us.